We're going to learn Daf Samach in Maseches Nedarim. However, we have to go back and finish the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis to finish the seventh parak before we're going to start the new parak today. So, sugya that we're talking about is, just generally speaking, this is what's going on over here, is that the Gemara had a question, is when you plant something and the plant is usser for whatever reason, has some aspect of isser in it. And then, but when you plant it, there's new growth that grows, more leaves, let's say, that grow. So the question is, do those more leaves supersede and override the initial thing that you planted? And therefore, for example, if it was usser, but when you planted, let's say it was truma itself that you planted, and then it grows more and more and more, and now there's a lot more that grew that is not truma. The question is, do we say, well, most of it is not truma anymore, and the new plant is going to be mutter? That is the general question. That is the general question that the Gemara is discussing. The Gemara went back and forth, and the Shvius itself is an exception to the rule, because Shvius, it's the growing itself on Shvius, that's the problem. So, we're just going to, that's the general sugya that's going on over here. The Gemara is going to quote now one particular line in the sugya that we learned before, and we're going to explain that line. So, three lines from the bottom of Nun Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Gufa, Amar Rav Chanina, Tirisa, Amar Rav Yanai. So that's his name. Chanina Tirisa is his name. It says in the name of Rav Yanai, Batzel shel Truma Shenatu. Okay, this is the example, that's why I gave this example, but he made a statement before, he said if you had an onion that happened to be truma before you even planted it, and then you went ahead and you planted it. So now, before you planted it, only a kohen is allowed to eat it. And now you planted it, v'robu gidulov al-ikraya, now it grew a lot more than what its initial size was. So let's say, just for argument's sake, that it originally was 1 ounce, and now it grew another 3 ounces. So it's altogether 4, right? So the 3 ounces is way more than the original 1 ounce. So the halacha is it's mutter. What does mutter mean? Mutter means you could use it for whatever you want. You're allowed to consider it.
Ounces as opposed to like growth. Interesting.
Yeah,
how do you know?
At mass, you mean? Am I using?
Yeah, like what is it?
The statement over here is that when you see that it grew more, we're going to say that the new overrides the old, and it's going to be completely mutter. However, the Gemara says lemeimer de gedulei heter malinus iser. Now we're on the top of samach amar aleph. Says heter malinus iser. So you're telling me that whatever grows, if the growth is heter, it could override the iser. But the problem was we have a very mishnah, not like that, but tonight. We learned in a Mishnah. We learned it's Masechta Truma. The Mishnah says Gidule Truma Truma. It says very clearly that whatever grows from Truma is considered Truma itself. So we see that even if the new growth, and maybe even the new growth is overriding and growing more, it's still considered Truma. And you just made a statement and says that it's completely mutter. So the Gemara says we can get over that issue very simply by saying Bigidule Gidule Kaamrinun. I'm not talking about the original growth. You're right, which is, by the way, a chiddush, because that's not what we considered originally. But now we're saying the original growth always is going to maintain the same status as the thing that you originally planted, because it's a continuation of what you're planted. But we're talking about rather the Gidule Gidulim, which is after the what grew new. Yes, it has a halachic status of truma, but if you replant that new stuff and then that grows further, that is not going to be considered a truma. So the Gemara says that might be a very interesting teretz. The problem is Hanami Tanina. We already learned that halacha because it says gedule gedule chulin. It says beferish in that Mishnah in truma that the growth of the growth is considered chulin. So that would not be. So there would be no point in Rav Chanina Trisa saying this. In the name of Rav Yanai, there would be no point in him saying this. This is all a beferish of Mishnah. So the Gemara says, so we have to come up with a chiddush. The Gemara says, "Hakamash Malon." So his chiddush is, I'll tell you what my chiddush is. Afilu b'davar she'ein zarei kolo, that we're talking about even those type of things that the original growth didn't disappear. It's still there, and it's just a continuation of the original growth. To say that is not considered, it doesn't reflect, it doesn't go back to what it was initially. That's a chiddush. I would have understood without this, without Rav Yanai's chiddush, I would have thought that only applies when we're talking about something that it completely disintegrates and starts over again. So that's why we don't correlate the end to the beginning. But now the chiddush is that even if the original source is still there, and it's still there, and it's continuation, it's still the second level, once you go to the next level, it's already going to be mutter. Problem is that we learned this as well. V'atanan, we learned hatevel gidulav mutarin. This is talking about tevel. Tevel means that you already did miruach, you already put it in the silo and you flattened out the silo, so it's completely chayev. It's chayev, you have to take trumas and maisis from it, and you have not. So you haven't taken trumas and maisis from it, so it's tevel. It's also to eat. And it says, gidulav mutarim, but if you planted that, what grows from that is going to be mutar. However, the Mishnah itself qualifies and says, b'dov shazarei kolot. That's only talking about because what came out was completely disintegrated. So therefore we say, don't worry about what it used to be. It's gone. We're starting over again. So we see beferish that what grows, if the original source is still there, it remains usser. Very simple. If the original source is still there and the original source is usser, what continues to grow from there is going to continue to be the same isser. So it's actually not only not a chiddush, but it's a contradiction to what you're saying. You're saying that because it's gedulei gedulim, it's mutter, and here we see very clearly that gedulei gedulim, it's going to be usser. If it's just a continuation of the original source. So to which the Gemara says, to which the Gemara finally answers, ribuye derabu gedulei el ikar mutter. So it's talking about, so that when we say that it's mutter, we're talking about where the new growth is even more than what was originally planted. It's the Ran has a slightly different girsa over here, so we're just going to stick with the girsa that we have in the Gemara. Again, so the girsa in the Gemara is ribuye derabu gidulin al ikar ikaroi mutter. When what grew more is more than the original source, then it's mutter kamashmolan. That's what we're coming to tell us. Again, the Ran has a slightly different girsa, but the pshat is essentially the same. The pshat is that it depends on how much more grew. It has to be so much more grew that it grew more than what would have been usser. Than what was, when do we say that the gedulei gedulim is going to be usser? This is a chiddush, and we never saw this before. In this entire sugya, this is the first time that we're saying it, that when we have on saying that it's usser, it's only usser because it was the same as the original growth, the original source that was usser. But if what grew more is so much more that it's able to override the original source, then in fact, even then it's going to be mutter. So now it comes out you need two conditions in order to be mevatel. If you plant something that is initially usser, you need two factors to override the initial isser. You need, first of all, that it's gedulei gedulim, that it's not just that this is its first growth, this is its second time around, so to speak, and you need that it's so much more that it overrides, that it has to be multiple in amount. It has to be multiple over the initial growth. Okay? Or the initial thing that was planted. Which, again, that part of it really we've been saying all along, that it has to be more in order for us to, because we were concentrating on the fact that it has to be a roiv, and whatever the roiv is, that's what's going to override. So that idea, that concept, that's so to speak not a chiddush. But the Gemara is sort of putting it all together for us right now and saying, but you do need that factor. It's not just enough that it grew more. And the new growth doesn't stand by itself. It's either a continuation of the old growth if it's the same amount, or if it's more, then it can override, provided again it's a gedulei gedulim and not the original thing that was just growing off the original isser. The original isser is still there, then it's going to remain usser. So Hajan Allah Hanoidim min Ayarek, that is the end of the seventh parak. Now we're going to move to the eighth parak. Now let's move on to the new parak. The new parak is a whole new concept. Now we're talking about time. Until now we've been talking about what is included in the neder and what's not included in the neder. The next parak is going to talk about timing. What is included in the timing? What do I mean? So it's actually pretty straightforward until we get into the Gemara and the go back and forth. The Gemara says, like everything else, nothing is straightforward in the Dharma. I know. Okay, fine. But at least I want to think that it's easy.
Right.
Okay, so the Mishnah says, Toinim Yayin Sha'anitoyim Hayoyim. So again, we're not focused on what it is per se. Here we're focused more on the timing. So the person says, I'm not going to drink wine today, Hayoyim, today. So then the halacha is, Eina Asar El Acha Techshach. So the chiddush is, what do we mean by today? What we mean is that it's only Asar until it gets dark. Now, how to define dark, I'm not going to discuss right now. That's not the topic of this sugya. But we're going to discuss dark, meaning the end of the day. The end of the day is when the daylight is over and we're starting into the night. But that's my definition of today. Today is only as long as it's daytime.
Okay.
Well, that's
a very good question, actually.
What so, fine. Shabbos zu asur b'chol ha-shabbos. If a person says, I want this Shabbos to be asur, I want Shabbos to be asur, he means this Shabbos, this day. No, it doesn't mean, actually, it doesn't mean the day. It means... Well, okay, the Pashat Pshat in the Ran, it means the week. The Pashat Pshat in the Ran, it means now, because the Mishnah then says, V'Shabbos Sha'ovra, and the Shabbos goes with the past week. What that means is to say like this, if I make my neder, and this is the first Pshat in the Ran, and this is the primary Pshat, so we're going to focus primarily on this Pshat. It says, if I make my neder, let's say on a Tuesday, so my neder is Chal, obviously, and I say Shabbos this week, what do I mean by this week? I mean Tuesday through Saturday. Through right. Shabbos. Right. So that it includes that's what's defined as a week. So it's not 7 days, it's this week. When I say Shabbos Zu, this week, I mean through, and the point is, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, Shabbos Sha'avro, Shabbos is included in the past week, so that it includes through the end of Shabbos. Okay? Now just, I'm gonna mention it, I might mention it again, but I'm just gonna mention, the Ran does bring a second pshat over here, that when we say Shabbos Zu, and this is gonna be relevant to all the other cases in the Mishnah as well, when I say Shabbos Zu, I'm actually making the neder on Shabbos itself. So the Chiddush is that even though Shabbos Sha'avro, even though normally the Shabbos is part of the previous week, if I make the neder on Shabbos itself, it is going to include that Shabbos. It's going to include that Shabbos and the next Shabbos. So that's a very big chiddush of what this Mishnah means.
The guy's always going to chiddush and drinking.
Saying that even though Shabbos is normally Sha'avro, the chiddush is that Shabbos itself that you made the neder on is part of the neder. Even though this Shabbos, the Shabbos when I'm standing today is really part of last week.
Yeah.
Even so, the neder is chal today, and it will be chal all the way through next Shabbos. He's making the neder on Shabbos, according to the second pshat. Again, all right, let's move on, because that's the second pshat in the Ran, and the Ran really prefers the first pshat over the second pshat. Okay, continuing, says, Chodesh Zeh, a person says, I want this month to be Aser. Aser b'chol ha-chodesh, b'reish chodesh l'habo. So he's saying that I want the entire month is going to be Aser. That's pretty obvious. But also Rosh Chodesh Labo, which that means is, and we'll see more of this in the Gemara, but what that means simply is that if it's the third day or the fifth day of the month and I say I want this month to be Aser, it goes till the end of the month. And it does not include Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Labo, it's part of the next month. Shana Zu Aser.
By the way, you know how I read that? I got confused on that. I put the it's
Shana Zu Asur B'chol Hashana Rosh Hashanah L'Asur Lavoy. Similarly, if I say this year, it means the rest of the duration of this year, but Rosh Hashanah is already part of the next year and is not included in this year. Meaning, the point is that even though it's in the middle of the year, and you would think, oh, I only did 100 days. 100 days is not a year. But when I say this year, I mean this year until the end of this year, and the year ends before Rosh Hashanah. Shvua Zeh, Shvua, as we've seen many times already in Mishnayos, means the 7-year cycle, including Shemitah. So then, also b'chol ha-shvua, it's also in all 7 years. The Shvius Sha'ovra, and Shvius is part of, just like Shabbos, is part of the past 7 years. Meaning we don't look at Shemitah, even though this is a machlokes in the Gemara, how to count Shemitah, whether Shemitah is part of the cycle going forward or part of the cycle going past. The point over here is that Shvius is part of the previous cycle. So when I say I'm going to be Osir until the end of Shvius, the end of the Shemitah cycle, I mean including the year of Shemitah that's about to come. Now all of this is talking about where he said Shabbos Zu, this, or Hayoim, today. Now, the Imam Yom Echad, but if he says 1 day, that'll be a 24-hour period. Shabbos Achas, 1 week. Chodesh Echad, 1 month. Shana Achas, 1 year. Shvua Echad, 1 Shemitah cycle. Osir Miyom L'Yom, then it counts for the entire then it's then it counts not the way calendar year, but it will count for our purposes. We can appreciate a fiscal year. A fiscal year means a fiscal year. So it's a fiscal year is 365 days or 354 days. That's the year that we're talking about, and that's the week. A week is 7 days. So if I make the neder on Tuesday, it goes till Tuesday. That's the point that we're going to discuss. And the Gemara is going to focus, at least in the beginning, is going to focus on a day. A day is if I make it 3 o'clock in the neder, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it goes till 3 o'clock the next day. Then the Mishnah brings up a different halacha, which we're not going to focus on today, but we're finishing the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Ad HaPesach. Person says, I want to make the neder until Pesach. Asur Ad Sheyagia. Until you're also until Pesach, even though he said ad, it's ad v'loy ad bechlal. We don't mean to include Pesach; it's only also until Pesach comes. Ad shiye osur, ad shiyehe. If I say until it is, so then osur ad shiyotzo. Then I'm also until Pesach is off because I said shiyehe, so it will be. So it will be includes Pesach itself. Ad lifnei Pesach. Now, if you use the words lifnei Pesach, this is going to be a machlokes. Lifnei Pesach, Rav Meir Oimer, Osir Ad Sheyagia. Rav Meir says that also means until before Pesach. Rav Yosi Oimer, Osir Ad Sheyotza, then it's Osir until Pesach is over. Again, this is the machlekes in the Mishnah. We'll focus on this next time, what the machlekes of Lifnei is before, either during or after. So, right away the Gemara says, Koinim Yain Shani Toyim, the Gemara quotes the beginning of the Mishnah, Omer of Yirmiyo Lishech Etech Shach, Tzorch She'ela L'chacham. So he says a whole new twist. He says, even though it's true that the neder is only chal until nighttime, when nighttime comes, you still have to go to a Talmud Chacham to be matar the neder. My time. Why would you have to do that? The neder didn't exist till now. So Amar Rav Yosef, Gezeira Hayoim Mishum Yoim Echad. So since, as we saw in the Mishnah, there is sometimes when it means 24 hours and sometimes where it means just till the end of the day. So we're going to say, since sometimes it could mean 24 hours and that means it could continue through the night. So even when I said Hayoim and it's really for me technically over once nighttime arrives, but since I can confuse that with the full 24 hours, so sometimes the nighttime is included, so even though it's I have to go to a Talmud Chacham to be matir. So this is what Rabbi Yosef said to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Omar Lay, so Rabbi Yirmiyah responded now on Samach Amabez. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Omar Lay, Ihachi Ligzer Biyoim Echad Mishum Hayoim. If so, we should make the Gzera the other way around as well. Meaning, when I make a neder, let's say as my example of 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you made the neder at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I said a day. A day means 24 hours, so it's going to be usher until 2 o'clock the next day. So why don't we make a gzeira that it should be usher all the way to either the way the Mefarish learns is that why don't we say that it's usher until nightfall of the next day? Because since when I said hayoim, it means till nightfall. So when I say a day, it should always mean a day all the way through nightfall as well. Why don't we make that gezeira? And therefore, if that would be the case, then we would have to be matir after the 24 hours. So Amar Lay, so the Gemara says something very profound. Amar Lay, so Rav Yosef answers, Hayoim b'yoim echad michlaf. When I say a day, when I say today, that could be confused with a day. Yoim echad b'hayoim loy michlaf. But when I say a day, that doesn't get confused with today. So it's very profound. It's just people don't make that kind of mistake. And there's a logic to it. And the Ron actually adds a little bit of an extra logic to it. The logic is, when I say a day, 24 hours, so I there is no today or tomorrow. It's a day. 24 hours is 24 hours. So it has nothing to do with what time of day it is. It's just whatever the 24 hours is. So I wouldn't get confused. Whereas when I say a day, it could be confusing. Do I mean to include the night? Do I not mean to include the night? So that's the Pashup shot. The Ron, though, answers... The Ron adds on that the difference is when I say Hayoim, it's the middle of the day, so and then I'm stopping at night, there really is no reason, there is no logical reason why I should stop at night. Whereas if I say 24 hours, and I didn't start in the beginning of the day, there's no reason, we understand that I've done a full day. I'm not trying to do a daytime versus nighttime thing. I'm trying to do a full day. I did a full day. Whereas if I say in the middle of the day, today, so then today is going to include just a part of the day. That can become confusing. Why is part of the day mutter and part of the day is usher? So the Ron says, and this is true, by the way, even if you made the neder, as Tysus points out, even if you made the neder first thing in the morning, because the Ron says, just so that you know, this halacha is true for Tanesim. For Tanesim, We don't have when a person's makabel a tainus, or certainly a tainus tzibur, we know very often the tainus is usur during that day. It's usur during that day, and it stops at night. And we don't say, oh, at night you have to be matur by a chochom, because everybody knows that a tainus is over that night. Everybody knows this. And even and the point that the Ran is making is, even if I make a personal kabbalah that I'm going to be tainus, also everybody knows that it's going to be over at night. And the difference the Ran wants to say is that that's because it started first thing in the morning. Yeah. So I knew that it was the entire daytime, meaning it was an entire something. Yeah. So since it was an entire something, it's very easy for us to understand that it's going to stop. It's going to stop at night. Whereas in the case of that we're discussing by Nedarim, it's a little bit different, and you can make a distinction between Nedarim and Tainus anyway, but it's saying what?
Tainus is more formal. Like,
all right, the Gemara continues. Omar Avino, Omar Ali Maremar, Hachi Omar Avuch Mishmei de Rav Yosef. So he said, Ravina said, this is, Amemar told me something in front of your father, in front of the name of your father, Rav Yosef. It says, Keman Ozlo Shmeitza de Rav Yirmir Bar Abba. Who is Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba following? Yeah. Kreb Nosson. Now we've already quoted this Rabbi Nosson a couple times already here in the Masechta, but the Gemara quotes it again, and I'll show you the connection. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Nosson Omer. Rabbi Nosson says, "Kol anoyder ki lubana bama." Anybody who makes a neder is as if they're making a bama in the first place, which, by the way, is not a good thing. We're not supposed to be building bamas. V'hamakayma, and even if you fulfill it, which is considered and looked at and viewed as a good thing, that's not true. Kiilu makter ales, as if you're bringing keteris on the bama, but and that's shchutei chutz, which is aser. So you might think that you're doing a great job by making nedarim, but really Rabbi Nosson is saying that no, we don't want you to be making nedarim. You're what you think is a good thing. The Torah says, why are you making a neder? I said it was mutter, and you're creating an isser on something that was not supposed to be usser. Okay, so what is that connection? What does that have to do with us? So the way the Ran learns is very interesting. He says, why did we need a sheila l'chacham? Why and then also why specifically over here? But why do we need a sheila l'chacham? Every time you make a neder, the neder eventually ends.
Right, right.
So why all of a sudden over here this is the end of the time? This is the time that the neder ends, and even so, we're still making you go to a chacham to be matter. So the answer is because of the gezeira, because you might confuse it and say that it's taka aser. So the way the Ran learns is as follows: that it's a combination of two things. Because Rabbi Nosson said his halacha generally, in general, by all nedarim, and we know the halacha is that you don't have to be shoyel, you don't have to go to a rav every single neder, no matter what it is. It's only specifically, this is the only place where the Gemara says that even though the neder is over, I still have to go to a talmid chacham. So that is the combination. It's because of the fact. So it's a combined effort that's making us require that you be matir the neder. It's because of the fact that it could be confused and you might think it's supposed to be usur, plus the fact that you're not supposed to be making the darim altogether, that combination is pushing us in the direction to say that therefore you should be matir. But one without the other, we wouldn't do it. In other words, if I make... I might have been confused to think that this time is supposed to be usur anyway, point one is that this time should have been usur and I'm behaving like it's mutter,
right.
So that's confusing. So that's why I should go to a Rav to make it clear that it's not usur, and the fact that I shouldn't have made nedarim in the first of all. So that's why, and that's why it only applies over here. Really, we shouldn't be making nedarim in general, and we should be matur every single time. But when it's clear that this is not part of the neder, I don't have to go to a Rav to be matur. It's only because I then add the fact that I shouldn't have made the neder. I made the neder when I shouldn't have. Plus the fact that I'm not sure when the neder ends, or I could be confused about when the neder ends, that combination is what requires that I go to a Rav and a matter the nether. Okay, so that's the way the Ran learns. The Gemara continues and says, Shabbos zu osur b'chol Shabbos kulo. So we said, again, we're going to stick to the first pshat in the Ran. When I say Shabbos zu, the case is that I made the neder in the middle of the week on a Tuesday, and I said that this week should be osur. So it's osur the entire week, including through Shabbos, but then it ends at the end of Shabbos. Pshita. So of course, if I said this week, then this week ends, eventually it has to end at the end of Shabbos. So ma'al detema yoyim de Shabbos ka'omar. Kamash Malon. I would have thought when I said this Shabbos, I actually would have thought what it's referring to is the week days only. This is the way the Ran learns. That it means the Yoyme de Shabbata, the days of the week that make it to Shabbos, but not Shabbos itself. So I would have thought that when I make a neder on a Tuesday and I say this week, what I really mean to say is that I'm only making the neder for Tuesday through Friday, but not Shabbos, especially if you take the classic example that the Mishnah uses of wine, that I'm not going to drink wine. I could see why a person would be making the neder that I'm not going to drink wine during the week, but then on Shabbos itself, yeah, he would want to drink wine. Okay, but the point is that the Ran is saying, right. So the point is that I would have thought that week, I want the week to be Osir. I might think that it means weekdays, Kamash Malon. That's why the Mishnah has to tell us that it includes Shabbos, and Shabbos is included in the week. Now, it doesn't mean 7 days, because I didn't say a week, I said this week. So this week concludes at the end of Shabbos. This pshat, by the way, works, and this girsa, the Ran is also busy with the girsas over here, but this girsa works even according to the second pshat, that I made the neder on Shabbos itself, that I could have thought that it only applies to until the next Shabbos, not included. It's a little bit more complicated here according to the Ran's second pshat, so we'll stick to the first pshat. The Gemara then continues and says, "Chodesh ze osur b'chol ha-chodesh v'rosh chodesh lahabo." At the same time, if I say this month, so this month includes the duration of the month, but it does not include Rosh Chodesh, which is considered part of the next month. So once again, Pshito, I said this month. Rosh Chodesh is already the next month. So here the Gemara says something fascinating. Ki itzrich l'chodesh chaser. When the case that our Mishnah, that our Gemara is, or the Mishnah is being Mechadesh, is talking about where there is a chaser. Now, a chaser really means, the way the Ran learns, and believe it, other Rishonim learn like the Ran as well, which is interesting, they learn that it's talking about the next month is going to be a chaser. Not that this month is a chaser. Now, as you know, in the Jewish calendar, the months primarily, again, there are exceptions to the rule, but the way it works generally is that one month is 30 days and one month is 29. Not to be confused with the English calendar, which flips between 30 and 31. The Jewish calendar flips between 30 and 29. Okay, but it's every other. Again, not perfectly, it doesn't work out exactly that way, but for the most part, it's every other month. So I would have thought, so the next month is going to be a chaser, which means that this month is not a chaser. So if this month is not a chaser, this month has 30, and there are 2 days Rosh Chodesh, because as we know, that's what we do in practice, like we're doing right now. We have Kislev and Teves. The last day of Kislev is Rosh Chodesh, and the first day of Shvat is Rosh Chodesh. So it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh. So I would think Ma'od Tema. Let's read the words in the Gemara. Ma'od Tema Rosh Chodesh Lisha Over Have V'Loy Litzer. I would think that the 30th day is part of the prior month, and it should not be Kamash Malon. Kari Kamash Malon, Kari Inshi Reish Yarcha. People call that day Rosh Chodesh. So even though this day of Rosh Chodesh is really the 30th day, is really the last day of the previous month, since I already call it, this is the way the Ran learns, it's very big Chodesh. Since I already call it Rosh Chodesh, it's already considered part of the next month, even though it really is the 30th day of the existing month. So when I make an Eder and I say this month should be Aser, I only mean to Aser the days before Rosh Chodesh. And even if you have a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, that last day, that 30th day of the month is considered part of next month, and it's not considered part of the existing month, and it's not going to be included in the month. So that is, again, a very big Chodesh, because I would have, Ran does add something very interesting over here. The Ran says, the same is even true on Shtaros. This seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim, it's not so Pashut. But the Ran holds, the same thing is true on Rosh, when I write a shtar, and I write Rosh Chodesh, let's say today is the 30th day of the month, and it's therefore, again, technically on our calendar considered Rosh Chodesh. So what do I write on my shtar? Do I write on my shtar Rosh Chodesh, or do I write on my shtar the 30th day of the month? So this happens to be, it's also Machlekes Achroinim, how to explain the Ran. If, of course, if I write it's the 30th day of the month, there's obviously no question the 30th day can't be translated as anything else besides the 30th day. But if I were to write the last day of the month, if I wrote the last day of the month, and it turns out that it's a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, so the Ran's Chiddush is that would be considered Choftes. The Ran is saying that would be Choftes, not Lamed. of the month, because the last day of the month is Chavtes, and the first day of Rosh Chodesh is already considered the first day of the Rosh Chodesh. It's already considered the first day of the next month. So therefore, my shtarais, if I write Rosh Chodesh and it happened to be a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, it's understood that it means the first day of Rosh Chodesh. You have to write the first day of Rosh Chodesh and the second day of Rosh Chodesh, and that's how to count the month. Even though in the middle of the month you're gonna, the calendar will be, so to speak, a little bit off, because the first day of Rosh Chodesh is not really the first day of the month. It's the last day of the previous month. But even so, the Ran says, if I just write the last day of the month, and this is the way most Achrayim learn in the Ran, they learn that the Ran says, obviously I'm not saying a date, because if I said a date, if I said the 30th day of the month, you can't really, there's no real confusion there. But if I just say the last day of the month, and it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, according to the Ran, it could come out that it's a previous day of the month, which would be, and if the event that you're writing in the Shtar actually took place on the 30th, and I write the last day of the month, I can interpret that to mean Chavtes, which means it would be a Shtar Muktum, because then I'd be writing the Shtar before the occurrence actually happened. So therefore, the Ran says you have to be Makbet to write Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh is considered part of the next month. An interesting thing that comes out from this halacha in Adar. Now the Gemara continues. Shana zu asura asur b'chol hashana kula. If I say this year, I mean the entire year. Okay, meaning until Rosh Hashanah. So Yiboyelu, the Gemara says, ask the question. Omar, koinim yayin shani itayim yoim. What if I say that I'm not going to drink wine yoim day? But I didn't say either 2-day or for a day or something like that. I didn't use the word, a word that would be clear to either mean till the end of today or 24 hours. I used the word which could be interpreted either way. My dine, my. What would be the halacha? Dine ke hayoim. Is it the same thing as saying like today and therefore it's only to the end of the day? Oy ki yoim echad. Or is the halacha like a full day meaning that it goes for 24 hours. So when I say just the word yoim, what do I mean? So toshima, I'll bring you a rhyme. Mimasnisin from our Mishnah. Koinim yayin shani toyim hayoim. The Mishnah says specifically that the first case was that I'm not going to drink wine today, hayoim, today. So the halacha in the Mishnah is, ein asur ela ad shetechsach, it's still nightfall. Fine. The Gemara wants to make a diyuk, hayoim ki yoim echad. So it sounds like anything besides hayoim, meaning including the word yoim, is like yoim echad is 24 hours, dummy. And therefore, yoim itself would be considered a 24-hour neder. However, the problem is, the Seifa says just the opposite. It says, Omar yoim echad, asr miyoim liyoim. If I say one day, then it's 24 hours. Yoim liyoim is 24 hours. So that implies, hayoim, if I just say the word yoim, ki hayoim dam, it would be like today, and it would only last till the end of the day. So the Mishnah can be, the diyuk from the Mishnah can go both ways. From the Mishnah itself, you can't really prove one way or the other, because there's a diyuk in both directions. So Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi says, Toshima, I'll bring you a rai. So we're just going to go for the two lines, and to Samach Aleph, and we'll stop. So Ravashi says, Toshima, koinim yayin sha'ani toyim hashono. So interesting. It says, I'm going to not drink wine this year. This abra hashono osur bo, ubi ibura. So the halacha is that if it turns out that it becomes an ibriar, so instead of 12, the normal 12 months, it turns into 13 months. So the halacha is, since I said this year, the ibriar, the extra month, is included in the neder as well. Now, I'm not sure whether we would either, if it wouldn't be included, whether we would skip that month or we would just end the neder a month early. I'm not sure what the alternative would be. In any event, the point is that if there's an extra month, and you said this year, the year includes the extra 13th month. Hey, chidami, so what did I say that the Gemara has to be mechadesh that it includes the extra month as well, and it goes all the way to Rosh Hashanah? What's the chiddush over here? So now I'm on the top of Samach Aleph and Amud Aleph. Again, just we're going to learn three lines or four lines. So the Gemara says, Ilema kediktani, if your case was that I said this year, so lama li lememra. So why would I have to say that? Of course, I said this year, however long this year is, until the end of the year. So obviously it would include the ibriyar, the extra month as well. Elav, so the Gemara says, the Omar shana. So the case was that he just said year, and he didn't define whether he meant for a year or this year, and still we see that the extra month is included. Alma shana keha shana dami. So we see that saying the word shana is the same thing as saying the year, and the year includes the extra month. So the same thing. V'yoyim nami ki kahayoyim dinei. So Hayoim, when I say the word Yoim, it would be the same thing as Hayoim, just like Shana is the same thing as Hashana. So Yoim would be the same thing as Hayoim. It would mean this day. And therefore Yoim means this day. It would only include till the end of the night. That's what the Gemara wants to bring a raya. So the Gemara says, Loi. No, you cannot bring a raya, and we're going to finish with this answer of the Gemara. La'olam de'omer hashana. Really, the case of this, the Mishnah, the Braisa that Rav Ashi is quoting, is he said hashana. So if he said hashana, of course it includes the Ibriyar. Ma'al detei mahalach achar roiv hashanim. You might think when he said this year, he only meant to be mekabel on himself, because remember, this is a neder. A neder goes achar loshem b'nei adam. And what did I mean? What did I accept upon myself? Now we're talking about a case, obviously, where he didn't know that it was going to be an Ibriyar that year. Because if he knew, then he knew that that's what he was being mekabel on himself. So he didn't know. And he said this year. So the Gemara is saying, the Havamin is like this. And most years don't have an extra month. So therefore, he never accepted upon himself that extra month. Kamash Malon. That's why the Chiddush is that it does include that extra month. Even though he might not have realized it, and he might have thought that I can get, that that's not what I meant. But the Chiddush is, no. If I say this year is whatever this year turns out to be. Whether it's 354, whether it's 370, whatever the amount of days is, it doesn't matter. It's always going to be the calendar year. However many days. Now, when I say calendar year, I don't mean a full 354. It still only goes till Rosh Hashanah. But what I mean to say is, no matter how many months it is and how many days it is, depending on when he made, was makabel the neder, whether it was the beginning of the year or the middle of the year, but it does include that extra month. So you'll tell me, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that I might have thought that the extra month wasn't included at all. Kamash Malon, that the extra month is included. In any event, so we don't have a raya. The Gemara doesn't know. The Gemara doesn't pass in one way or the other. So of course the Ran says, Linyan Halacha, we're going to go L'chumra, that it means a full 24 hours. That's the way the Ran goes, L'chumra, that it's going to mean the full 24 hours. Okay, we'll stop over here.